welcome to the King Group Real Estate Roundtable with your host, Chris Hauser. My guest today is Donna Guido, the Fort Myers office sales manager and real estate consultant. Hello, Donna.
Hi, Chris.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
How's the market today, you think?
The market today is fantastic. Interest rates being lower and the amount of properties on the market for sale for buyers, we are in a fast-moving buyer's market.
Why should someone use a real estate professional to help them execute their transaction?
Chris, the reason I feel that a real estate professional should be used is the same reason that you would use a doctor, an attorney, an accountant, or any other business professional. Realtors are the experts in their fields. They are dedicated professionals whose primary concern is to serve their clients.
Good service and knowledgeability certainly helps make the transaction go smoothly so that all parties are satisfied and everything is accomplished, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
When you're dealing with a new home community, how is it that you represent a buyer as opposed to one of the agents with the community?
Well, when you go into a new home sales community, most buyers don't understand the actual workings of this. The sales representative that is in the community's sales office is representing the developer of that community. It's kind of like going into a court of law and having the attorneys for both sides being one attorney representing both sides of the transaction.
And that's not always fair to the buyer, is it?
Not necessarily. As a buyer's representative, any realtor can go into the community with the buyer and provide the buyer with single agency representation. So I'll give you an example. If myself or one of my agents from the office goes out with a customer to a new home sales community, they are looking out to get the best deal from that community for that customer. Maybe throw in a couple of extra incentives or upgrades or something like that, maybe get them their closing costs waived, whereas the representative in the community is looking to sell a product, not necessarily to give the client the best deal to sell the product, but just to sell the product because they're there representing the developer.
I understand. So you really help the buyer when they're going into a new home community. How about resales? How can you help someone with resales?
Pretty much the same way. We have, here in Florida, we have an MLS system in, you know, Lee and Hendry and Collier counties, and pretty much the whole state has an MLS system. And being involved in MLS, when I have a buyer come to me, I have not only my own listings or my office listings that I can show these buyers, but I have a whole MLS system to go to so that I can offer them the biggest selection of what's out there.
If you were a new resident in Lee County or looking for a place to live, what would be your first steps in, other than locating a professional?
What I usually recommend to people that have relocated to the area is I tell them, get in your car and take a drive. Drive around the areas where you would choose to live or areas that you think are convenient to maybe your place of work or where your children go to school or things like that. And drive around there and look at the areas, look at the different types of communities that are available to you, and then come back to me and tell me where you would like me to concentrate my search. If they don't want to drive themselves, I gladly become the tour guide. I put them in my car and I say, okay, we're going to go on a little ride. And I take them for a tour of the area and say, okay, if you're looking for single family homes, here's what we have over here in this area. If you're looking for coach or villa type of homes, this could be found in this community. I also try and teach the agents, as well as this is I practice what I preach, that before you put that buyer in your car and take them out, you need to qualify them. And it is very important that you do this for two purposes. First of all, you don't want to be taking a buyer to look at properties that really don't interest them, in areas that don't interest them. You need to know specific things. Do they want to be in a gated community? Do they want to be in a deed-restricted community? Are they looking to have amenities in that community? Or will they be happy just being in a regular community that doesn't have these things? And then you want to know specific things like square footage, age of the home. You need to know all of this information, not just well, what price are you looking for?
Nearby schools, that's a big deal.
Or shopping. Or some people need to be by a bus line, you know, for service. Mm-hmm. For, you know, so they have transportation. There's a lot of different things. So you need to first, when you're working with a buyer, qualify the buyer.
Identify their needs.
Absolutely. Because when you identify somebody's needs and you know what you're looking for, you can kind of then take that and narrow down your search. And you're servicing them the best. And the bottom line is you're building a relationship with that customer and you're servicing them. Because that's my job. I'm here to serve.
Thank you very much, Donna.
Thank you.
The talented professionals at the King Group will make buying or selling a home or condominium a good experience. Royalty Rentals, a division of the King Group, is your first choice in property management. Give us a call at 239-332-3080. Again, that's 239-332-3080.